And God, that you, Jesus, would come through loud and clear. God, we would walk out of this place as changed people. May this word move from our ears into our mind and into our hearts, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So a couple of reflections I want to share with you this morning. And two things I really want to point out to you is that Emmanuel, God with us, what it means for us is that, first of all, is we can know God. Second of all, we can relate to God. So the fact that God is with us, Emmanuel, means that we can know God and we can relate to God. And so Jesus' birth, so the first one here, we can know God. Jesus' birth means that we can finally know God. Right, if we turn to John 1 and read in verse 14 that was just read by Hansel earlier this morning, it said, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then skipping down to verse 18, "No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known." Right, because we believe that Jesus is fully God, but at the same time is fully human, we can say that Jesus reveals who God is simply by being who He is. Right? Jesus is God. But because He is born as a human, it makes us able to get to know what God is like. I mean, we're human, right? I hope so. We understand humans, right? We look at a human, we understand if I look at another person, I understand a little bit of what that person is like, right? They can walk, they can breathe, they breathe air, the oxygen we breathe, they feel hurt, they feel pain, they feel sadness, they feel grief, they feel happiness, they feel joy, right? They feel surprise, all of these things that they experience, because I'm a human. We're human. We experience we have the human experience that one another share with one another. If I look at another person, a person makes sense to me. Another human makes sense to me. I can relate to another person. I can engage that person in relationship, in friendship. I know what a human being is like simply because of the fact that I myself am a human. Right, so when Jesus takes on humanity, He reveals God in a way that we can understand Him. I mean, that's why it's important for us to read the Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because whenever we read the Gospels, we're reading about the things that Jesus does and says. And when we read about these things that Jesus does and says, we're actually reading about the things that God did and said. Right, when we read about Jesus preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and we hear His opinions on things, we are reading the preaching and the opinions of God Himself. We read about Jesus healing a leper by stretching out His hand and touching him. That's God Himself healing, reaching out and touching and healing that leper. Right, we read about Jesus eating with the disciples that night before He was arrested and betrayed. That's God Himself meeting with those guys. Finally, when Jesus is praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, we get a glimpse into what communion and fellowship is like within the Trinity. We understand how God thinks through that prayer. Everything that God wanted to reveal about Himself is revealed when Jesus was born and became a human being. God is no longer this mystery to us. Jesus is God in the flesh. I mean, for once, we can see Him and touch Him and eat with Him and laugh with Him and talk to Him. We see God. We see God and we know God because Jesus is God. Right? And because we can know God, this also means that we can relate to God. Right? Jesus' humanity bridges this gap with His divinity. And what I mean by this is by becoming human, Jesus makes God knowable, but that also makes God relatable. We can engage God in relationship because of Jesus. And we can see God, have a relationship with him as one human being can to another human being. Right? Jesus makes that relationship possible for us. Right? But more importantly, even more importantly, is that Jesus makes it possible for us to relate to God the way he intended to before sin got in the way. Let me give you an example. When I was younger, kind of high school age, actually even before that even, there was something about Christmas time that was real, simply is magical for me. I loved Christmas. Loved it. Right, every single year, I couldn't wait for Christmas to happen. And it wasn't just about the presents, right? I'm the baby of the family, right? As you guys know, I'm sixth of six kids. My oldest brother, there's an 18-year gap between us, right? And so he moved away when I was really young. All my other brothers and sisters, they moved away when I was really young. So by the time I was in high school, I was pretty much an only child, right? And so every year, I couldn't wait for Christmas to happen, right? Because it was inevitable that there was this one week in the year where I wasn't an only child, right? My brothers and sisters, they'd fly in, they'd drive in, whatever it is, and they'd come and visit for Christmas week, that one week. My brother Steve, he lives in Toronto, right? And so he'd always have like the newest music, and he'd always bring back the newest records, and we just sit in the basement listening to records all day, right? And for those of you who know records, like, you don't have to like push buttons, right? You have to, like, if you want to hear a song again, you have to like get off the couch, you know, like lift the needle up and like kind of find the groove where that song begins, and then just drop it down again, right? That's what we had to do. But we'd listen to music, and the needle would hit the groove, and then these songs would come out, and we'd play these songs over and over again until the vinyl just wore out, right? But we'd play basketball together as brothers. We'd play basketball together. We'd go skiing together. We'd skate on the lake together. We'd open presents together. But then the rub was, though, is that I was the youngest, right? And so all the stuff that they didn't want to do, they made me do, right? Right? All the babies in the family, you guys get that, right? But there's this one week every year that I'm not an only child. This one week every year that we could just laugh and eat just tons of meat and not worry about the consequences, right? And there's this one week where I could just be a part of my family and we'd be together. And it was incredible, those times. When we served each other, we loved each other. I was loved and I was free to love. I belonged. I was home. I was home. This was my home. This is my family. When I think about Christmas, man, this is what I think about. And then you think about what Jesus did. Excuse me. You think about what Jesus did, and it starts to make sense a little bit, right? Right. We see when Jesus came here, this sense of family, this sense of belonging, this is what he wanted for us. Do you see that? I mean, he wanted for us to be family. He wanted us to be together. He wanted us to belong. To experience what it felt like to belong, to love and be loved, to serve and be served, to laugh together and direct our joy and our hopes and our lives at the Father who's at the center of it all. That's what Jesus wanted for us. That's why Jesus came here. Right, everything that Jesus did on earth, on that cross, in his resurrection, was to bring us to this place. Man, everything that God is doing in Jesus leads us to our adoption as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. It's an adoption where God gives us this glorious inheritance of riches that can only be found in Christ Jesus. It's a hope of a world that is wiped clean of all the brokenness that's wreaked havoc on it. It's a creation that's free from death, free from calamity, free from tragedy. There'll be no more sin, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sickness and disease. Everything sad will come untrue. Everything broken will be made whole again. God's going to make beauty out of ashes. He is making all things new. back to the way that things were supposed to be. That's the good news of Emmanuel, of God coming here, of Jesus coming, drawing near to us. We're at Christmas time. Christmas time is just the opening chapter of this story. And this story is still getting written through our lives here, right now, even as we sit here. I mean, yeah, the events of Christmas happened 2,000 years ago on the other side of the world. But that story that began in Bethlehem continues in each and every one of us who have been rescued by grace through faith in that little baby. Why? Why? Because God drew near. It begins right there. God drew near to us. All this because God came to us when we wouldn't come to Him. All of this is possible. All of it is possible. This potential, this hope, all these dreams, all of this is possible because of Emmanuel. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that God, you came to us. God, you were with us, and you walked amongst men. And God, it is in Philippians 2 says that you did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or held onto, that you didn't cling to your glory with a firm grasp, but you emptied yourself, you poured yourself out, and became nothing. Lord, you took the form of a servant, and you were born in human likeness, God. Because you loved us. Because you pursued us. Lord, because we couldn't, in all our efforts, we couldn't bring ourselves to you, so you came to us. And later on, we know that you died on the cross, Lord, a servant's death, a humble death, the worst possible death anyone could imagine. And that on that cross, Lord, all of our sins lay, that you died in our place, Lord, so that we would not have to. And that you rose again 3 days later, that in your resurrection, if we believe in you, if we put our faith in you and trust in you and surrender our lives to you, that we would have new life in you. And then when we have new life in you, you adopted us, Father, as your sons and daughters, co-heirs with your Son, Jesus Christ. And you lifted us up to the heavenly realms, God, with him, seated us next to him, God. This is our glorious inheritance. How rich it is, how blessed that is, God. That all creation groans and longs for your sons and daughters to be revealed on that day when everything is made new again. God, all of this is possible because you drew near to us. And God, that is why we celebrate you this morning, God. And I pray that we would not walk out of here, Lord, with stone hearts, but God, that we would walk out of here, Lord, filled with joy, knowing the fact that we've been saved by grace, Lord, by through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came amongst us and loved us and died for us. That is why we celebrate Christmas. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I think the kids are coming out and sharing.